Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. It's the pre-Christmas edition, our last Saturday before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome aboard. Hope you have a lovely Christmas with family and friends.
Wait a minute. Christmas is Wednesday?
It's coming Wednesday.
Holy cow. I forgot.
Right?
No, I didn't forget. I've been Christmas shopping for a month and a half.
We've been we've been as well. We're in pretty good shape.
Yeah. I love it.
I do too.
I get more of a kick out of the lead up and dropping stuff off.
Right.
And then Christmas Day, I'm like, I'm ready to sleep.
Hey,
you know, I'm ready
to crash
for
in
bed.
The easy chair. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we're going to talk about the Mac Daddy shotgun here this segment.
I like it.
Brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive. I don't know if you heard this. We just wheeled this out.
Uh-oh.
He's got a truckload sale going on right now.
No.
He got a whole truck of winter air.
Should be a sleigh load sale.
Oh, that's true. Good point. Yeah, but they got a ton of it.
Winter air? Is it on sale, huh?
It's on sale.
You got to get your air changed out in those tires.
It's actually free.
Yeah.
Free winter air.
Wow.
Big truckload of it.
Wow.
Well, because when everything shrinks when it gets cold, John.
Well, that's what I've heard.
The air in the tire, yeah. You know, you've got to fill it up. You got to get some winter air in
there. That's why I wear those electric gloves.
That's right.
My hands warm and toasty. I don't want my fingers to shrink.
No.
But they will.
They'll tap you off. And the other thing they'll do is they'll check out your tread.
Yeah.
You know, because when it's slick out,
man.
If you're not driving on decent tires, it can be treacherous. So.
I was driving my my big van this week in the past week, and I hit a bunch of black ice.
Yeah.
And, man, it used to be just deadly with my old tires. They were like 18-wheeler tires, straight grooves. They didn't stop.
Right.
The new ones he put on for me.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, I'm almost hitting my face on the steering wheel. I'm like, I didn't expect that. But man, does it stop on a dime. Thanks to Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto Service Center right on Dorrit Highway in Burton, Michigan, just south of Bristol Road.
I got new tires too about a month ago. It's important to have good tires when you're driving in the winter.
You can't mess
around. You get winter tires, but just having good tread is going to help you.
I like these new ones that look like... They're almost geometrically. They don't look like the old grabbers or something. They got those lines on them like they're like a gyroscope or something. You know, remember Spirograph?
Yeah.
You know, that's what it looks like. Somebody that played on a Spirograph designed the tires. And I went to buy them last time for my Edge, my Ford Edge I drive. And I go, I'll stick with these good ones I usually get. And they're great tires. I get 60,000 miles out of them. I realized the other day I'm at like 48,000. I'm
right.
going,
oh, geez.
I think I can get through the winter with these, but if I can't, I'm
going
over to see Tim and getting these good tires.
Right on Dorrit, just around the corner from the station here. They're just south of Bristol on Dorrit, and they'll take care of you.
Now, they're open Monday through Friday, so you got to get a hold of them, 810-743-4210. 743-4210. You can always go to my website, thegss.com. That's thegss.com. Look up Diamond Jim's. All the information's right there. And truly a professional service center. And they take care of all my needs. I'm going in for a rotation and oil change this week on two of my vehicles. So good week for me because it slows down a little bit on Christmas week, believe it or not. It's not slow for them. So I got to bring them cookies each time I come.
There you go.
I make a lot of cookies.
He does, yeah.
I do.
You're like a regular Santa Claus.
I try.
No,
I try.
He is.
I just took my.
So who's going to get
Santa
this
hat off?
Who's going to get this Mac? This would be a nice Christmas gift right here. Tell us about this shotgun. It's the centerfold.
It's the centerfold of American Rifleman for January of 2025, and I'm like, that's cool because seldom do I get a chance because I buy a lot of obscure guns because I try goofy stuff out all the time, but. The Mac shotgun, the Mac Daddy shotgun, is a copy of a Benelli. Benelli started making these super, super, we'll say super duper in radio tone, an outstanding shotgun for the military a long time ago. Over 20, like 30 years ago, they started making these. They were inertia operated. They didn't have to be cleaned. You just pull the trigger. They work. They're amazing shotguns. High capacity. Always work. Mud, snow, rain. They're like the post office. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They just work. Well, what happens when things have been made a long time ago? Their patents, time out. This company found a company in Turkey that was copying it exactly because they could, and they kind of bought them out. It's called MAC, Military Armament Corporation, MAC, MAC. That's why they're the MAC daddy. See?
Yeah.
Well, I found that company in Turkey, too, because I'm always looking for this obscure stuff. And I tried to get one, and I couldn't find anybody around that was getting them. And then all of a sudden it dried up, and I go, no, they took it off the market. Well, then suddenly they pop back on the market, and it says MAC on the side. And I'm like, what the heck is a MAC, you know? And I look it up, and it's this Military Armament Corporation or company. And well, the MAC daddy of shotguns is this. Now, what this is, it's an exact copy. They don't say this, but I'm going to tell you this. It is a copy of the Benelli M4, which is a $2,000 shotgun. They have put these guns together in so many configurations. I love the walnut, the Turkish walnut. So I got the Turkish walnut with a black finish. It comes with choke tubes. It looks like an 8-shot tube, but I think it's a 5 or 6-shot tube. I've never tried to put more than that in. I've only put like 3 shells in it and shot it. It works really good.
Do you have one?
I have one, and this thing rocks. So to see it on the cover, and then I open up the book, Dano, and it's the centerfold of the magazine.
Your
so
angel like, is a centerfold.
I feel like a Jay Giles moment has struck. So I'm very proud. I have a proud moment. This is like a grandpa moment.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
It's like,
well, there you go.
My gun's in the middle of the magazine. So that's good to see. But I've been having that a lot lately because I've been doing a lot of swapping and trading the past couple of years and upgrading, you know, and just trying to, you know, because I'm always trying new stuff so that I know what I'm talking about. It appears that way. I play a guy that knows what he's talking about on TV. But here's the crazy thing. The Benelli M4s, they're wonderful shotguns. And if you can afford one, go for it. It's $1,800 used. You know, they're nice shotguns.
You've shot those before?
Yes.
Did you ever have one?
No.
Yeah.
No. Mrs. Claus doesn't allow such things to occur.
Well, okay.
So, but this one comes on the market, and I found one at the Gun Barn. Okay? I'm at the Gun Barn up in Otisville. Don't talk about them much because they don't sponsor the show. They should, but they don't. So I go in there. I'm getting some brass, and I'm buying a couple things from them, and I look, and I'm like, this is that gun I've been wanting. It's $499 on the shelf there.
For a Mac up there.
For a Mac. Uh-huh. $499, it's a lot better than $2,000.
Well.
So I'm like, that's pretty impressive.
That is less.
Well, then, like a month later, as I'm, you know, it's one of those little buildings. It's a Lego in my brain. But there's a lot of Legos stacking up in my brain. All these different guns and parts.
I hate it when I step on those.
Oh, it hurts like mad.
Yeah.
yeah, you just made me cringe thinking about that. So this Lego in my brain is sitting there. And one day I'm looking at an auction site from Albrecht, and there's a pair of them exactly as I wanted, walnut, black, this MAC shotgun. And I won the auction. And, you know, I won. That means I bought, you know, but I like to say won because it feels like the lottery to me.
Yeah.
Because I got a great price on it. And I was like, that's really cool. So I got it way less than this. And but still, it's worth it. I mean, I'm looking at it going, this is a $1,000 shotgun if it's worth a penny. And you're getting them for $500. Well, now they've got it right here in the American Rifleman, the NRA publication. Dan, the suggested retail price is $420.
Wow.
So the price is, that's with a synthetic stock, not with a walnut stock.
Yep.
But it comes with a pistol grip.
Yep.
Butt stock, solid butt stock. Looks like the old speed feed stops. It's got a Picatinny rail.
Oh,
I know
nice.
You like those.
Those are important.
It's got a rear sight that is very easy to use. It's a large peep sight. And it's got a front sight that is illuminated. So it's one of those tubes that picks up light.
Mm-hmm.
Works really good. 7-pound shotgun. It's comfortable to shoot. The inertia, when you shoot an inertia firing shotgun, they barely kick. All the energy is used to rack the system. It's clean. They say you can shoot it 1,000 times and not clean the gun. So, and it's one of those guns that's so tough you can almost put it in the dishwasher. you know, to clean it. Mm. It comes apart in like five pieces, and it's piece cake.
Yeah.
It's a smart gun. This is what Remington probably wishes they would have.
It's a well-engineered gun. Yeah, well designed.
See, back in the day, I love my old Winchesters from the 70s. I got a bunch of them. When you go to take them apart, you got a pile of parts.
Yeah.
Even a Mossberg, a good American-made shotgun, you got a pile of parts. These things come apart now. They are they're designed to be easy to fix, easy to put together, easy mm-hmm. to trade parts. It's a shame General Motors doesn't pay attention to that.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It used to be a lot easier to work on. You had a lot of room.
Yeah, yeah. I'd love to pop the hood and see a 327 with a four-barrel carb sitting on it. You know what I mean? But anyways, get a hold of a Mac shotgun. Go to their website. It's pretty easy. It's called, it's a long name, but when I say it, you'll go, oh, okay. It's Mil Armament Corp. Military Armament Corp. But it's just MilArmamentCorp.com. Mil Arm Corp. Or look at your American Rifleman when it comes in. You'll see it right there in the middle. And go get you one, man. I've talked two people into it in the past month. I just tell them, just go get one. That's a simple thing I can tell you. Just go get one. You'll be glad you did.
I bet if you Google Mac shotguns, will pop right up.
Yeah. And it used to be, it was first put on the market as a Panzer.
Mm.
And it was a Panzer M4. I think they got in trouble because the M4 was the same name as the Benelli.
Okay.
And then this company bought them out, and they're beautiful shotguns. You'll be very happy with it.
We got to take a break. We'll do that. Come on back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.